So it's Chazen Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis, Chazen Mishnah Hamardeya Yesh Le'achrayim V'Toich M'Shiv L'Charchur Mi'ar B'Ludorvan. Hamardeya has a back, has an outside and inside. What are the numbers? The numbers are 7 L'Charchur, 7 for this portion, and Mi'ar B'Ludorvan, 4 L'Darvan for this portion, the pointy portion on the other side. Can this be used to break the roots, to cut the roots? And this is used to prod the animals along. Push the animals.
Need a bed.
To push them. Push them around. Tell them what to do. Okay, that's the prod. So it's 7 for the charchur, and it's 4 for the darbon. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now we explain that to mean that if tumah touches this, so automatically this becomes tamei until 7 tvachim. If tumah touches the darbon, automatically the handle becomes tummy until 4 tvachin. That's called the toich. That if the toich, the darbon, and the charechu is called the toich, and the rule is, if tumah touches the toich, automatically it's tummy on the achorayim. So we're going to view the handle to be the achorayim of the toich. The charechu is the toich, the darbon is the toich, and this is going to be called the achorayim. But let's say tumah touches the achorayim. What happens if tumah touches the center? Tumah touches this, then the tumah does not spread to this, because that's like it's touching the achirayim. When it touches the achirayim, the tumah does not spread to the toich. What happens if it breaks? Let's say it breaks, it snaps. You cut it with a jigsaw. So the only time, if it's 7 tefachim, it's going to be tummy because it's a good handle. If it's less than 7 tefachim, it's not longer handle. If it's here as well, 4 tefachim. So kol hakel. So this the midrash over here says, Hamardeya yesh achrayim v'teich m'shiv l'charchum v'arbo l'darab m'div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, ein lachem ein lachem. No, there's no such thing. Ein lachem. We don't give him these numbers. Loyhuskru arba v'shiva ella l'shirayim. Only when you break, when it snaps, and you have less than the original round, that's only the question. Hamardeya. What's the Mardeya? Humakel aruch ogul v'av shlush tefach. It's a makel. That's aruch ogul. It's round. V'av, the thickness is a shlush tefach. So that means the thickness is shlush tefach. That means that the circumference is one tefach. Because the circumference is always triple. The circumference is 3.14. Shakai. At 3.3 is shin. Kuf is.
No, not kuf. Dalet.
Shin. Dalet yud 14. Right. So shakai. Pi is 3.14. Pi. The ratio is 3. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was infinite. Infinite is a shakai. Why shakai? Isn't there a brilliant idea? So told Einstein said this. Is that true? They told Einstein, Shakai Hashem created the world with the name Shakai. Until in the Shakai, Sha'omar le'alamai dai. And Shakai, what?
Dai.
Dai is Dalad Yud. Dalad Yud is 14. Shin is 300.
Right.
314. Pi is the circumference. Is the ratio of the circumference versus the breadth. Which means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is makif the ganze Welt. Kadosh Baruch Hu is makif. He's makif the ganze Welt. There's nothing that escapes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Was that a good word?
Yes.
Wasn't it Kedai to come today for that?
Absolutely.
Okay, weiter. So we have here Mardeya, who makel aruch along stick, aruch v'av and stick v'av shlush tefach, v'roishay ha'echad barzel, rochav nechudad. It's very sharp. What do we do with that part? Lachle b'shroshim, v'shmoy charchur, v'roishay sheni barzel, k'ma marzeya. It's a needle. A marzeya is a needle. And all Vishnu Darbon, Shabo Malamid, Hapara Litulameha, we guide, we push around the paro to the furrow. We push it to the furrow. Mishiva Lakharkhur Abolh Darbon im Naflu Mashkim Tibim Al Hakharkhur. If the liquid makes contact with the Kharkhur, ain't Tommy Minamardeya, Ella Shiva Tvachim. If liquid falls on the Kharkhur, so the Mardeya only becomes Tommy until 7 Tvachim. Vima Darbon Naflu. If the liquid makes contact with the darbon, ein tamei el arba, only comes tamei until 4 tvachim. The Rambam perish im naflu mashkin tamei b'mardeya chutz l'shiv tvachim. The Rambam says, if the mashkin touches the mardeya chutz l'shiv, means over here, in this location. Are you with me?
I'm listening.
On this location, chutz l'sheva tefachim min acharcho or chutz l'arba tefachim min adarbon havei akli shnitmu acharav v'loy nidmu toichai. So this becomes something that nothing else. V'oisun sheva tefachim hasmuchim l'charcho, and the seven tefachim next to the charcho v'arbot hasmuchim l'darbon loy nidmu. If tumah touches over here outside of the range of 7 and 4, there is no tumah. The tumah is only on this part, not on that part, because it's like the tumah touching the achayrayim. And when the tumah touches the achayrayim, it has no effect on the toich.
Correct.
On the toich. Okay. Okay. Next. Ela l'shirayim. Was meint das? L'shirayim. Is that how you say it in Yiddish? Was meint das?
Very good, excellent.
I should learn some Yiddish, maybe. I should learn some Yiddish. Ela l'shirayim. Kishinas nuchacham shir l'charchor. When the Chacham gave a shir l'charchor, shivu l'adavon arba, l'nidu ela l'inyin zeh, she'im nishba hamardeh, v'nisha samuch l'charchor, shivu t'fachim, v'samuch l'adavon arba, tamei, one more time. When Chazal gave the magic number 7 for the Charchor, Uladarbon and the number 4 for Leidnidu Elalin Zeh, was only given with regard to the following Yisoid. She'im Nishbar HaMardea. If the Mardea breaks, Mardea cracks, Vinisha Samuch L'Charchor Shivat Vachem, and all you have left is a little section of 7 Tvachem, with Samuch L'Darbon Arba, Tomei. Why is it Hameh? Because you can maintain the original function. Main malachtoi. You could hold on to it. Pachos mikan. But let's say if this thing cracks, let's say you got into a fight with someone, fighting with them, and it broke, and now you have less than 7 tefachim along the edge, and less than 4 tefachim along this edge. Pachos mikan. Havei kishivre kli. It's a broken utensil, utar, the Allah of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay?
Good.
Next Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Midois yayin v'shemen v'zoymel listera. What is a zoymel listera? It's not showing me over here. We'll see in a moment. U'misanen eshel chardol, a filter. A filter shall hard of mustard. We're going to see. Let's see. Verse read the Mishnah. Here's my zoymel listera. Look at that. It's like a fork on one end, a spoon on the other end.
Yeah, why do you like it so much? You like have very pleasant memories of it. The mom is gemach. The grilled chicken with us?
No, she grilled me with it.
Get out of bed.
Ay, ay. Midos yayin v'shemen v'zemel listro u'mesanen shel chardel. A mesanen shel chardel is a filter of chardel. Let's see. Let's read the Mishnah. We got u'meshameres shel yayin. Meshameres means I think it's a sieve. It's a filter for yayin. Yeshlam achodayim v'toych. They have a back. They have an outside and inside. Divrei Rabbi Meir v'Yehuda Meir. Ein lohem. No, they don't have it. There's no din. There's no halachic outside and inside. Rabbi Shimon Amir, yesh lachem, nitmu me achoreihem, ma shabasochon tar v'tzoch lahatbil. Okay, so let's go through all of these pictures and get an appreciation of what is going on. We have a 754 kli hamechel midos nefech, yedua. What's nefech? Volume. Nefech means a volume. Volume.
Okay.
Turn up the volume. No, it means a volume measure, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A kli hamechel, which contains, yeah. Yeah, a kli which contains a measuring. Tachtis hakli. Yesh lekli gam beis chekak betachtis. So now the bottom, you have this. You have on the bottom. Look, you see, you have here also.
Yeah.
You see, there's a little bit.
Yeah, indentated.
Indentated. Why? Why is that so? Because that way it stays better. It's secure. If it'll be perfectly flat, then it will be wobbly. Right? Okay. Engineering. It's an engineering site. You have to have. Less is more. We have beams. They don't make the beam thick. They make the beam a side here, a side there, and one piece of material keeps the two things together. Engineering less is more. So we have over here, it comes out on the bottom, right? So there's the bottom. That's
what happens. You put the food in or the drink in, and it pushes it down.
No, it doesn't push it down. It's permanently attached. No.
That's the way it's supposed to stay.
I think so. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. We'll see the O here in the bottom. Turn upside down. No. This is permanent. It would appear to me that this section, this disc is permanently attached to the low portion of the utensil. But now, and therefore, the way it's used, the usual way is the larger portion is like this, and the small portion on top. But occasionally, you can turn it upside down. So this has been turned upside down. So now you can use this portion also to fill up, to put in some liquid. And this portion on the bottom is just, there's a stand. Could very well have a measure. Maybe this can be 5 ounces. This is 1 ounce. This is now a measure. So lupam, occasionally, hoifich hakli u'mishtamish bebeis hakibul shebetachti. So you turn upside down and you use the bottom portion. No, you never use this as a measuring portion. You turn upside down. According to Rabbi Meir, nechshav hachakak acharayim liikar hakli. According to Rabbi Meir, Meir holds at the back, upside down. That's called the acharayim liikar hakli choil v'ein v'ein. But I think it is a mistake over here. I think it is a mistake over here. I mean, it's not. It's not. I may hold that it's not. So it's not. It's a mistake here. There's no mistake. This is called achirayim. Any time you use the term achirayim, it automatically connotes that it's the tefil, it's not the ikar. So this is called achirayim leikar akli. Achakak achirayim leikar akli. Choyel ve'ein mishtamish boi elu akri. You'll use it occasionally. V'imnit mechakak lo nit matech. So what's nafkamina? So since this portion is called the achirayim, if liquid that's tame comes in contact, touches that portion of the kli, it has no effect on the inside of the kli. Good? So if you have this kli and you turn it upside down and you sprinkle, you pour liquid that is tame into this portion of the kli, so what happens? What is the halacha? Does the entire kli become tame?
You pour it inside from the outside?
Not pour it. You insert.
Where did you insert it? From where?
From the world. From the world at large.
Is it tummy water?
Tummy water. Water that's a rishon.
And it went inside?
And it went inside.
Does it do anything to the achirayim?
Well, that's the question. That's the question. What is this called? Is this called achirayim?
Yes,
or
is
this called toich? So according to Rabbi Meir, this is called achirayim.
Yeah.
If it's achirayim, what is the halacha?
It's tar.
We're not tar. This portion is tummy, but the tumma stop. It's contained. The tumma will not cause the other part of the utensil to become tummy, because we apply the basic, the general principle that when tumma makes contact with the acharayim, it does not contaminate the toich.
That's what you said, right?
But that's what I mean. Occasionally, the imdit ma'achakak l'nit ma'achakli. The Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. He is of the opinion that nechshav achakak l'toich. The chakak is called a toich because you use it. Hoyel m'shamishim gam b'chakak. That raises a kli sheyesh lo shnei toichim. This now turns in. This now is viewed in halacha, in the halacha. In the halacha as a utensil which has a two toich, toich one, toich two. And the reason that kli sheyesh lo shnei toichim, shkol echad mehem yesh by koyach l'tamei es kol hakli. Each one has the koyach to l'tamei es kol hakli. Okay. Okay, let's go further. The kamon later on, the mishnah dalum avur shakli shakli sheyesh lo. We learn later on. Shakli sheyesh lo shnei batei kibul semuchim echad liyad hasheni. Learn later on that you test us to openings. Im nitma echa loy nitma hasheni v'im kein tzach bir madul Rav Yehuda im nitma beis kibul echa nitma gam beis kibul hasheni. The kasaf hamishna lamelech perichav ches milchus kelim halach gimul shadavka kishnei beis bate kibul smuchim zelaze. Oz heim nechshav l'shnei kelim mifadim masha ein kein kli echad sheshtei batekibul heim l'shnei tzedadav shunidim kli echad. This is a question. Later on, I'm going to look at a utensil. Maybe we can see, we can look ahead. He's going to show over here, like this utensil. There are two parts. Part one, part two. If one part becomes tamei, the other part does not become tamei. So he's asking a question, what's the difference between this case, when there are two different compartments, when one becomes tummy, everyone agrees, the other part does not become tummy, and this case, where we have a machlokes, if one part becomes tummy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the other part does not become tummy, according to the Shittim, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one part, the other part does not become tummy, what's the difference? So it's very easy. The difference is because... Okay, whatever. So why is, in this case, is there a machlokes? Why is it, in this case, because in this case you can use both parts at the same time.
Therefore,
simultaneously.
Therefore,
it goes to show they're two separate kalim. The very fact that I can use them simultaneously, I can use them together, I can fill up this and fill up this. That indicates they're two separate utensils.
Okay.
Therefore, if one becomes tamei, the other one does not become tamei. But here, can I use them at the same time?
No.
No, if I'm going to use this side, I can't do this side. Right? So if I'm going to go use this side, I turn it upside down, what's going to happen?
Therefore, it's the same kale, you say?
Therefore, it's one utensil, right?
And therefore,
if one part becomes tamei, there's a svara to say that the other side automatically becomes tamei.
According to
Rabbi Yehuda. Good? That's what he says. Okay, next. Hikshe hamish nachroine. I wake you up.
I see, you're doing a good job.
You're even more tired than me.
That's because you're up longer than I am.
Not up so long.
You were learning away when I called you.
Very tired. What difference does it make?
I hear you.
Hikshe hamishna acharoina. Madua imipo mashka aldefne akli lo yitmu rak hadefanis. Why is it? But if liquid makes contact with the wall, the kli lo yitmu rak hadefanis v'lo yatech, not Rabbi Yehuda. One more time. Hikshe hamishna acharoina. Madua imipo mashka ala defani akli lo yitmu rak hadefanis v'lo yatech akli Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that every time goes, every title should say the same thing. V'lo b'yemes kain, v'lo b'yemes kain, v'lo ne amar Rabbi Yehuda rak shemipo hamashka l'beis hachakak. So he's saying Pasht, that the only time it's in the comfort is that's going on the inside, not on the outside. It has to go mamish on the inside of the utensil. It's from Shutan. I don't know what it was. He says, what happens if it touches the outside of the utensil? So of course, if it touches the outside of the utensil, nothing happens. It means only when the mashka goes on the inside. Because if it goes on the inside, that has at least a minor status of a teich. Alright, we'll see. That's the, okay. Sometimes these captions, they take us off the topic. They don't always have to go every detail. Okay, now we come to the famous sukkah, the Zuma Listera. You're doing Daf Yomi, right? You're a Daf Yomi man.
Of course.
So you know about the Zuma Listera.
Sure.
It's all over Shas.
Whoa.
All over Shas.
You love this.
The Zuma Listera. It's a pitchfork. It's a pitchfork.
So
on one side's a pitchfork, and the other side's a spoon.
Your mother used to cover with the Zuma Listera.
Zuma Listera. Nafal mashke tamei l'secha kaf shel azuma l'sra. Mashke made contact into the kaf, into the spoon portion shel azuma l'sra. V'kula tamei. This is called the teich. So if liquid comes into the into the receptacle, the tumma spreads even to the fork. Everything is tamei. If mashke, that is a rishon, makes contact with the teich of the ladle portion of this utensil, the tumma spreads throughout. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, nafa mashke tamei lachayrof. But let's say the mashke touches not the receptacle portion, but on the inside, the outer portion, on the outside of the calf. Nafa mashke tamei lachayrof. Rabbi Meir. Rak achori akaf tamei v'chol ashar tar. Ul Rabbi Yehuda kula tameya. So that's the point. The point over here is what happens if tumma touched on the outside of the spoon. Machlokes, according to Rabbi Meir, only the outside is tameh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything becomes tameh. Okay? So, but we're not discussing what if tumma touches this. I don't know, we have to see that in a moment. Next, this the misanenes. Let's see if it's still here. It's all in this portion. Nearly clean. Say, ready for this? Nafal mashke tamei l'secha kaf l'dasa kol nitma kol akliv afilu chelik hamizlek, even the fork portion. Chaimashu b'tisefta v'tama tama hamishul melech kelim chavches madu loy nishar hamizle toru kedin mardeya shemnit marosha echol loy nit marosha sheni and shemashu kosel liyashay b'zeh. The Yisrael Kasha, why do we say the tama spreads? Why don't we go say it only shukov for 7 tvachim? Just like we learned by the mardeya, by the goat, it only goes for 7 tvachim. So why do we say that the tuma spreads from here all the way to here? Maybe you should stop at 7 tvachim. Okay, look there and see what it says. Report back after Shabbos. Now, nofal hamashke mechor yakaf on the back side of the kaf. Bli Rabbi Meir, rak v'achrayim tumeim v'atoich hamazik v'atoich v'hamazle v'hayados tarm. If tuma touched the outside, only that portion is tummy, but this and this and this is tohar. Is that clear? Okay, that's the classic rule. Now, Perush Rav. Rabbi Huda ha'kol akli tov. Rabbi Huda, that's machlokes. Everything is tummy. Now, Perush Rav shetaymos. Rabbi Huda b'midas hayayin v'shem m'shem sheyesh lam chakak. There's a chakak. There is a cavity me'achor. Tzach beor. Tamash Rabbi Huda b'zum l'listra. V'nir doich glem shegam l'kaf hazum l'listra yesh chakak mu'ochor. There's a chakak. Is the chakak mu'ochor? Because of Mishnah Achrayna, Al Pi Perush Harash, she is so the Achilik Bein Toich Lachrayim Bechli, she Toich Shechiach Mashke, Vachor Vloy Shechiach Mashke, Vakilam Shal Vashosenu Al Yideish Oifan Tashmisham Shechiach Bein Mashke, Vachorayim Bekmo Vesoch Mutam Zenicha. It makes sense. Okay, so he's going on attention. We're going to go through the whole details. Here's the kash. The kash over here is that what's the logic between Rabbi Meir? Why, according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what?
I think Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's a little fuzzy.
If you liquid touches the outside, the entire thing becomes tummy. Why? This is a real acharayim. Beishloima, in the case we had before, it's a receptacle. When I turn it upside down, I can use this portion as a receptacle. Okay, so there's a svar to say that when liquid goes inside, the whole thing becomes tummy.
Yeah.
But this, there's no toich. This is a spoon. So the spoon has a receptacle on this side, and on the back, there's no toich. So what's the logic? Why in the world would Rabbi Yehuda say that if liquid touches the outer portion, the whole spoon becomes tummy? Doesn't make sense, especially according to the Rav who laid out, we didn't learn it inside, that the yisoid of the Mishnayis is toich. Because there is also a receptacle somewhere, that's what brings the tumah. But when it comes to the spoon, there is no receptacle. So he says a whole new svar, and he brings down from the Mishnah Achrayna or the Mishnah Melech, is that it's not because of toich, it's because is it shechiach for mashke to be there. That's the aside. Is it common for liquid to be found in that section? A regular utensil. The reason why there's no tumah on a classic utensil because it's not shchiach mashke on the outside. What do you use a utensil for? Utensil is used for the inside. You don't go use liquid on the back side. It's not shchiach, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not shchiach to go have liquid on the outside. On the outside.
Correct.
But these cases, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's shchiach. It is shchiach to turn it upside down and to fill it up with liquid. It's not because it has a toich. The question is, in this section of the utensil, is it shchiach for it to be wet? It's not shchiach for the outside of this utensil to be wet. People like to keep this nice and dry.
Yeah.
You don't want to get it wet.
Right.
Right? You don't want to get it wet. You keep it nice and dry.
Yeah.
So it's this side is shchiach, because this side you turn upside down and you fill it up with liquid.
Okay.
When you apply that logic, a spoon is always wet on the outside.
Yeah, why?
Because you dip it into the soup. So when you dip it in, what gets wet? What gets wet when you dip
both
it in?
Sides.
Both sides. That's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda. Since a spoon you dip inside into a pot, into a dish, and both get wet, so the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is that's why we're going to say that tumah touches the outside and automatically spreads to the other side as well.
Mm-hmm.
You like that svara?
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
You sure? You look a little fuzzy.
I am fuzzy, but I think I got it.
Next, mevur b'tosefta shem meir in nafal mashka ala mazlek lo nitma ella hamizlek. Okay, it says in the tosefta, what happens if liquid touches the mazlek? Liquid touches the fork. The fork.
Yeah.
What happens to the spoon?
Ooh.
So it says even Rabbi Meir that says that if liquid touches this, everything becomes tummy. Agrees.
No, you're talking about Yehuda, no?
Even Rabbi Yehuda that says that liquid that touches this, Let's say the Rabbi Meir, the handle touches in the middle, whatever touches in the middle, we're going to learn later on. ומוחח ברמב״ם כלים חפכס כמול דזהו רק לרבי מאיר אבל רבי יהודה כל היכון שייפול משקה תומה ייתמה כל הכלי וזה גם וגם בזה תומה המשנה למלך שם מדוע שיינה דין זוימה לסו מדין מרדה ונשא בצורך עיון אוקיי So we got the basic, he says, we'll come back, let's finish up. Here we come to the mistanenis. This is very similar to this. But what's the difference between this picture and this picture? What is the difference? The difference is this has holes.
Oh, I see.
This is a strainer, a strainer.
Sifter, maybe.
A sifter, well, depends. This is a mistanenis or mishameres. Okay, two things which are pretty much the same. One is a, I guess, one is small, one is larger. Toicha mistanenis, regilim lishbech hayayin. Okay, you pour the wine and the mustard here. I guess the wine and the mustard comes out on the bottom and the sediment is caught on top. The sediment of the mustard and of wine remains trapped above. Okay?
It's a sediment thing.
It's a filter. Like you put on your sink.
What is it?
There is a cavity. Sometimes people, they do the other way around. Sometimes you use the filter this way, and sometimes you use the filter the other way. It's multi-filteral.
Dual filter.
Multi-filteral. Like my word? Okay. Tam upam hoch mal im Sessel schon hier eine eure Heilung der kann Tam nach Leute schon wie mehr wie Juden beim Sennes mit Schmerz Tam nach Leute sind beim Jodas so ja in der Schmerz wird so therefore the question here is that called the significant teich All right, let's now go learn the Mishnah. Now that we're going to leave, so this is a hard Mishnah. Midos, Yayin, Veshemen. Okay, we have midos, which means utensils. This is used to measure. This is used to measure liquid.
Is it?
Yes. It's a mida. A mida means it's a measuring utensil, and the normal way to do it is to use it right side up. But occasionally you turn it upside down and you fill it up on the bottom. Good? You with me?
I'm trying to read it. Let's do it again.
Midos.
Yeah.
Measuring utensils
Good.
That are used for yayin,
yeah.
wine, the shemen oil,
yeah.
period.
Yeah.
So what's the side? There is a right side up and there's a underside.
Okay.
So the question.
I'm not quite sure why a measuring cup has to look like this.
Why?
Yeah.
That's how it is. Ma'is
shahoya kachoya.
That's how it is. The zaymalistera. Zaymalistera is a spoon. Has a toich and has a fork on the other end, and it has a back side. Okay, umisanenes shel chardol umisanenes a sieve of a mustard umishameres shel yain a filter for yain yesh lohen achoyraim v'toich divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, in all of these utensils, there is an inside and an outside.
Okay.
And therefore, if you pour liquid that is tameh rishon, it goes inside the normal way, automatically everything becomes tameh.
Rabbi
Meir. But if that's because this is the toich, but if you turn it upside down and liquid goes into the acharayim, and the liquid makes contact with the acharayim, then only the acharayim is tamei, and the tumah does not spread to the toich.
Only when it's on top, it goes to the bottom?
Only when you pour in the liquid in the toich. There's a toich. This is called the toich.
No,
that's the chiddush of Rabbi Meir.
Yeah.
Rabbi Meir says that this is called a toich,
Right.
And this
awesome.
Is called Acharayim.
Right.
This is the Toich.
No.
And this is the Acharayim.
Yeah.
So therefore, l'may nafkamina, if tumah goes in the toich, anywhere in the toich, everything becomes tame. But if tumah goes in the acharayim, it is contained.
Why if it goes to the toich, the whole thing is tame?
That's the principle that we started with here. Here's the classic, everything goes back to this.
Yeah.
What is this? This is a utensil. Well,
this utensil, if it's inside, it's out. It's,
yeah, we learned this 100 times.
I remember that.
Here's a utensil. Here's a drop.
Yeah.
This liquid, what status is it? It's a reshine.
Yeah.
It's a reshine.
Yeah.
What is the utensil? Tar.
Yeah.
I take this little drop of liquid that's a reshine and I put it inside. What happens to the utensil? Tame. The entire utensil is saturated.
Okay.
With tumah. What happens if the liquid goes not on the inside but touches the outside? Then only the outside is tumah. The tumah is contained on the outer walls of the utensil.
Okay.
The tumah does not penetrate the inside. Because
yes.
Everyone agrees to the principle, there's something called the toich and there's something called an acharayim.
Yes.
If tumah goes into the toich, it spreads throughout.
Mm-hmm.
If tumah comes in contact with the acharayim, it's contained only on the acharayim. Now, that's what there was the mardeah we discussed. There was a toich and acharayim. If it touches the mardeah, so the tumah spreads to the acharayim.
Right.
If it touches the acharayim, it does not spread into the toich.
Right. It's just there. But if it touches this, is this
the that's called the acharayim. Yeah, that's
right.
Called the acharayim. The blade is the toich,
right.
And the wood portion is the acharayim.
Right. Not this part. This is totally off.
Totally off. Right.
You so, pointed to that. That's
even that. But that's a question. That's
a question.
That's
a question. This is the acharayim or this is the acharayim?
But let's assume both.
This might be the toich. You mean?
It's in the middle. It's partially toich and partially acharayim. It all depends on which direction you're going. But everyone agrees that if the tumah touches this, it spreads to this, because this is called the acharayim relative to the toich. But let's say tumah touches this, does it spread this way? No. Why doesn't it spread this way?
Because that's the acharayim.
Because acharayim, exactly.
How about over here? To machlekes.
This, well, yeah.
If that, the tumah, that might be considered
toich. I don't think so. Let's assume that.
Okay.
Wasn't so clear in the Rabbi. Well, the Rambam only didn't mention it. Omitted that case. The Rambam only discussed the case where it touches this part. Here, the same thing is this. There's a toich and a zacharayim. If the tumah touches the toich, goes in here, then automatically this becomes tameh.
Right.
But if the tumah goes in here,
right.
Does the mitam over here?
No.
That's the machloikis.
Right.
That's the machloikis. According to Rabbi Meir, this part is called the toich, and this part is called the acharayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Everything is called the toich.
Right.
This toich 1 and toich 2.
Right.
Okay, toich 1 and toich 2. Alright, so let's just do that. Midos yain v'shemen v'zema listroma misanen shel chardul m'shemer shel yain yesh lechem achorayim v'toich. There is an achorayim and there is a toich. Who says this? Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ein lohem. No, everything is one big toich. Toich 1 and toich 2. So if tumah goes in one part, automatically tumah goes to the other part. Good? Ein lohem. Rabbi Shimon says yesh lohem. Oh, Anushita, Rabbi Shimon basically seems to be saying the same thing as Rabbi Meir. Yeah?
Yeshlahem.
Nidmu me'achareyem, ma'asha b'soichon tar, if the outside becomes tamei, ma'asha b'soichon tar, the tzorich laharpil, al-chor, this is going on, shidat d'chachamim, this l'chor follows d'chachamim. Because this, it says nitmu me'achareihem. This is called Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, nitmu me'achareihem on the outside. Ma shebesoichon is tohor. No, it's tohor. That's according to Rabbi. That's according to Meir. The tzorich lahatbil, the inside. We have to chazer the raps to have clarity. We'll have to stop here. Okay, we live for 34 minutes.